The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
This isn't Ollie to Booger. Wait. Igor, is this you? When I get a hold of you, I'll make you eat a booger, mister. Sorry about that, boils and ghouls. Are you ready for tonight's terror tale? Good. Well, tonight's story is about a family whose daughter receives harassing phone calls from an unknown stalker. And I call this one The White Phone. Enjoy, kiddos.
There was a father and mother who lived with their teenage daughter in an old house. The house was built around the late 1920s, early 1930s. When the family moved into the house, there was a white phone in the hallway. One day, the phone started to ring. When the father answered it, there was no sound on the other end, just silence. The phone began to ring constantly at all times of the day and night. Whenever they answered it, there was nobody on the other end. Just eerie silence. And as time passed, the annoying calls continued and the family were very disturbed. Dozens of times, they were awoken in the middle of the night by the phone ringing, and every time they answered it, they were greeted by the same uneasy silence. One night, when the phone rang, the father picked up the receiver and left it on the floor. He was about to go back to bed, but then he heard something. It was a faint sound of whispering, and it was coming from the phone. The father picked up the handset again and put it to his ear, but the whispering immediately stopped, and all he could hear was silence. This went on for a few days. Whenever anyone would answer the phone, there would only be silence. But if they put the handset on the ground, they could hear a voice whispering. If they picked up the handset, the whispering would stop. The family were at their wits' end. They tried everything they could think of. They changed their phone number, but the calls kept coming. They made a complaint to the telephone company, but there was nothing that could be done. They even contacted the police, but it was all to no avail. No matter what they tried, the white phone kept ringing day and night. Gradually, the father began to suspect something supernatural was going on. He paid a man to come and bless the house, but it did no good. He asked the priest to come to perform an exorcism on the house, but the phone calls continued. It was driving the family out of their minds. Eventually, they decided to sell the house, even though the housing market was down, and they would receive less money than they paid for it in the first place. They just wanted to get rid of it and move out. However, on the day that they decided to sell the house, the white phone stopped ringing. There were no more phone calls. The parents couldn't decide what to do. Although the phone calls had stopped, they had no guarantee that they would start up again at some later date. And after thinking it over for a few days, they came to the conclusion that they would go ahead and sell the house. The next morning, their daughter was found dead in the bedroom. She She was hanging by the neck from a rope, and it seemed she had taken her own life. Lying on the ground beneath her were the remains of her cell phone. It had seemed to be smashed to pieces. Clutched in her cold, dead hand was a note. It simply read, "I'm sorry. It was me making the phone calls." Her parents were horrified and distraught. The tragedy was almost too much for them to bear. For days, they cried and cried, unable to understand why their daughter had committed suicide. They canceled the sale of the house and took it off the market. The grieving parents kept their daughter's room, just as it had been on the night she took her life. They didn't want to touch anything, and it was like a shrine to her. Several months later, just as the couple were recovering from the tragedy, the phone began to ring again. And it was exactly the same as before. Whenever they picked up the handset, and all they could hear was silence. But when they placed the handset on the floor, they could hear a voice whispering on the other end of the line. The parents were shocked and confused. They couldn't understand what was going on. It was extremely upsetting. They thought their daughter had been making the phone calls, but now their daughter was dead. Who could have been calling them? Was it all some kind of sick joke? Was someone aware of what had happened and played a cruel trick on them? The father was determined to get to the bottom of this mystery. He went out and bought a tape recorder. That night, when the white phone rang as usual, he got out of bed and raced downstairs to answer it. He put the headset on the floor and placed the tape recorder beside it. Then, he went back to bed. In the morning, he couldn't wait to check the tape recorder. But when he pressed play, he got such a shock, he almost fainted. On the recording, he heard his daughter's voice. She was whispering over and over,
"Help me! Help me! Help me!"
They say the father was driven insane. The parents sold the house and moved away. The house was rented out by a new owner, but anyone who lived there never stayed for long. They were plagued night and day by calls from the white phone. Years later, during renovations, the floorboards were torn up and the workmen found something strange. And under the floor, directly beneath the phone, they discovered a woman's skull with long, stringy white hair still attached to it. Nobody knew who the skull belonged to, and the rest of the skeleton was never found. All work on the house stopped and it was abandoned. Today it's preserved as a cultural property. The government does not allow anyone to live there, nor tear it down to build on the site. They say the place has even been removed from the map.
I'd chuck that phone out if that was my house. Or maybe I'll just chuck it at Igor next time I see him for that prank phone call he did earlier. Why do demons and ghouls hang out together? Because demons are ghouls' best friends! That's all for this episode. Tune in next week for an all-new Terror Tale. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss it. Until then, sleep well, friends. And remember to stay spooky!